Viraji, as Prem Rawat is widely known, speaks to people around the world about the possibility of finding inner peace and contentment. He started addressing audiences when he was only 3 years old. At the age of 13, he was invited to address audiences in London and Los Angeles. Since then, he has presented his message to over 6.5 million people in more than 50 countries. Speaking at the United Nations Conference Center in Bangkok, Thailand, he recently said, "The peace that we are looking for is already in the heart. It needs to be felt, and I can help you get in touch with it." Viraji's message is more than words. People who listen to him express finding profound inspiration, a fresh perspective on life, and peace within themselves.
This evening, I'd like to talk about something very simple. And I would like to talk about not what you don't have, but what you do have. Somehow, in this world, in this life, we live in this time, in this society, where the belief is very prevalent that all of us have to improve ourselves. We have to become better. So, there's a lot of seminars, people read books, people go to places. And the premise all the time that we have to improve ourselves. There was a gentleman who had a ranch in Australia. He was very poor. And he had to sell many things just to stay afloat. And then it came the time where he couldn't really afford anything. And ultimately, he decided he was going to sell the ranch itself. It had become so bad for him that they were having to eat whatever was available in nature, not having money to go buy food in the store. Then one day, one of the very last days before the ranch was going to be sold, the man, out of frustration or whatever it was, started digging. And when he started digging, he found a gold mine. Now the thing is, this gold mine was always there. Nobody put the gold mine at the very last day. And he needed to dig, and when he dug, he found something much more beyond his imagination. Something he couldn't comprehend, that all that time that he was in his little world, in his drama, in his yearning, in his wanting, in his prayers to make another day go by, to make things better for himself, that all that he was looking for was right there. And always had been. Always had been. But maybe one thing he hadn't done. And maybe he had prayed. And he had searched. And he had looked around. And he had asked his friends. And he had probably spent many a night sleepless, lying on the bed, hoping, wishing, please, please, give me better times. Give me the power to continue on. And nothing happened. No signs, no writing in the sky, nothing. And everything kept evolving as it was. The day finally came when he was going to sell the ranch. But a little bit of digging, and all his prayers, all his questions, everything instantly was answered. I cannot help but feel that each one of us on the face of this earth is exactly the same way. That we too have this ranch of life. And this ranch has seen good days, and this ranch has seen bad days. This ranch, this farm has seen times of prosperity, rain, bumper crops, and this ranch has seen drought. And we, the farmers, have many a nights lay in our beds wishing, hoping, thinking that the good days will come again, that somehow things will improve again. And this can take on any shape that you want. This can be the farmer lying there hoping that somehow he would be a better farmer, which so many people do. I want self-improvement. But all it really takes is to dig within and find the gold mine. Peculiarly enough, we have this ambition for self-improvement, but we are not really qualified for self-improvement. And why aren't we qualified for self-improvement? Because we don't know the self. And we get caught in descriptions. We get caught in trying to describe. We get caught in trying to imagine. We get caught in trying to visualize what that improvement is. But if we don't recognize the self, improvement on what? Improvement on what? Because what has to be discovered, what has to be understood, what has to be realized, that all that we are looking for is within inside of us. That if we have ever desired peace, ever desired peace, then there is a infinite mine of peace within every single human being on the face of this earth. If we have ever desired true love, unconditional love, real love, then within every single human being there is an infinite supply of this love. So what I'm saying is that in our lives we need understanding from everybody. We really do. And if that is true, does that include us or preclude us? Do we need understanding from us as well? Not towards the kids, not towards the wife. That's important. But the understanding of me. Me understanding me. Me acknowledging me. Me being grateful for being alive today. Me being in that gratitude for the breath that just came. What do I do to make this breath come back again so I can say thank you? What do I do to make this breath come back again so that I can extract what it brought me? What did it bring me? It brought me immeasurable joy. I missed it. It's too busy thinking about other things and feeling somewhere in my life, my scales were balanced. I needed to think, I needed to feel. Thought alone was not sufficient, feeling alone maybe wasn't sufficient. But somewhere in my life I traded feeling for thought. I thought I can just think it all. I thought I could just think joy. I thought I can just think peace. I thought I can just think happiness. No, not think happiness. My heart needs to feel happiness, because the heart knocks again and again and again on this door and says, open, 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 open. I know you have asked yourself so many questions, and so many questions will still come your way. But ask yourself this question one day, when you really feel like it. Ask yourselves, will today be the day that I will feel peace? Will today be the day I will feel immeasurable joy? Will today be the day that I will understand the value of my existence? Will today be the day when my heart will say in its real gratitude, thank you. I want that in my life. I want that in my life. In my life. Not so that other people can come and pat me in the back. Not so that other people can look at me and say how good I am. Not because then I can go down to my friends and say I am better than you are. I want that in my life for me. This is what understanding is all about. This is understanding me, my needs, my wants, my thirst, my just that simple cry from the heart. My heart crying for that. Listen. Listen, listen quietly and hear what is being said by this heart. Because this heart is not going to ask you to go to the moon. Believe me, it is not. The heart isn't going to ask you to buy a new car. It's not. This heart is going to ask you for peace. This heart is going to ask you to be filled with joy. This heart is going to ask you, do that which will bring that gratitude to me today. So will today be that day? Can today be that day? Shouldn't today be that day? That day that I have been waiting for in my life. In my life. My life. A lot of people get, well, isn't that selfish? Is it selfish when a thirsty man asks you for water? Is it? He's thirsty. And he's so thirsty that he doesn't care about the luxuries of this world. He cannot afford the social order of things. It's all a luxury. He cannot afford a debate. Am I thirsty? Should I ask for water? But if I ask for water, wouldn't that be demeaning? And then I will owe something to this person because I asked for water and he gave it to me. So maybe I won't ask for water. See, when you've got the luxury of this thing we call time, we don't understand how little time is till we run out of it. And when we're not running out of it, we seem we have all of it. Then when we start running out of it, phew, what happened? What happened? Nothing new happened. This is what has been happening on the face of this earth. It happens to everyone. No big news here. It happens to everyone. But when the thirst becomes so clear, then no longer is it involved in the luxuries, and it becomes so solemn and so simple. All you do, you don't have to speak a language. You know, now everybody is like, you know, the words have to be properly pronounced. I know. All the words must be properly pronounced. If you're going to speak a language, you must speak it just right. There comes a time when the thirst becomes so great, not language anymore. The need supersedes. The need supersedes all other barriers, and it becomes clear. Clear. You know, to me, it's like flying. Another analogy I can give you is like flying a kite. When there is no wind, and I have tried to fly a kite when there was no wind, and I have taken the kite and I have run with it. And so far I'm running, it goes up. And as soon as I stop running, it comes right back down. And I can blame the kite, but it's not the kite's fault. And I know that when the wind is blowing, I don't have to run. Just get somebody to hold the kite, get ready, and say, let go. There goes the kite, and it's flying. And so far that wind is blowing, I can fly the kite, and I can fly the kite, and I can fly the kite, and I can make it dance. And when the wind stops, there is nothing I can do. That wind has to be there. And that wind is your thirst, and you are the kite. And if you want to fly, there has to be that wind. Catch the wind and go. Catch the wind and go. And be, and fly. And as long as that wind is there, fly, 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 fly. You belong there. This is when you look good, not wrapped up in a box. You don't look good wrapped up in a box. You look good flying. And that's how it needs to be for every single person, and not just the person next to you, but you. And why do I say this to you? I say this to you because it is possible. It is possible that you be fulfilled in your life. It is possible to be. It is possible to have that understanding. It is possible to have that peace in this life. Enjoying is a power that you have that you cannot do anything about. It is like that. If you're lying in a bed, asleep, you are asleep, and you are uncomfortable, you will automatically, without making an appointment, without pushing a button, turn. And you will turn till you get comfortable. And that is how it is. That is how it is. You need to enjoy. Don't hold back. Enjoy this life. Of all the things you can enjoy, learn how to enjoy life. Because if you can enjoy life, then you have truly learned an art of enjoying something that is always there with you wherever you go. You're not dependent upon other things, you're dependent on you. Stand on your own feet, and this is your life, not somebody else's life. This is your life. And what you do with it is your responsibility. I know you have a lot of responsibilities, and people say, but you know, I have my children, and I have my this, and I have my that. True. True. But you also have you. You. And how can you forget about you? You. Don't. Please, whatever you do, don't forget about yourself. Whatever you do, do not forget peace. Whatever you do not forget joy. Whatever you do, do not forget that gratitude. There simply is an enormous thank that is waiting to be given for this existence. Will today be the day? Will tomorrow be the day? Will day after tomorrow be the day? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Just so far it happens in this life. That's what matters. It's not about tomorrow, and not a month from now, and not a year from now. This is not about a race. This is about a race that you have already won. This is not about becoming rich. This is about discovering your riches. This is about not creating peace, but feeling the peace that lies, that dwells in your own heart.